Pip and Pip, timey-wimey shenanigans. Little Pip continued to watch down the scope of her trusty sidearm. It was clearly a trap that she was looking at. A tin of party time Mentols that were resting under a box that was only being held up by a stick. She knew this was a trap. However, what she didn't know was whether the trap was for her or a junked up raider. Another thing that she was wondering about was what it said about her as a pony if she couldn't tell if this trap was for her or a junkie raider. That couldn't be a good sign on the state of her affairs, could it? She pushed those thoughts aside for the time being and focused on the PTM under the box, weighing her options on how to get them. Telekinesis was a tried and true method, but if she tried from here, it would give away her position. If she approached the trap, then she might be able to trick whoever had set it up that she was falling for it. And she could get close enough to get the cotton candy flavored thinking pills and run before they could catch her. Approaching it would also have the added benefit of hopefully figuring out who set the trap. After a few seconds of thought, she couldn't take it anymore and began moving in on the PTM tin. She kept low to the ground, being sure to move from cover to cover to ensure nobody could easily shoot her. This was possibly the third or fourth stupidest thing she'd done to get her fix.
But hey, who's counting?
Over the course of 10 minutes, she finally made it to the party time Mentols, just right underneath the box being held up by a stick. She looked around. Nobody was in sight. She smiled and decided to play around and see who actually set this trap. Clearly, whoever it was an idiot. She crawled under the box and grabbed the Happy Think Think pills.
We have gotten thee!
The stick was pulled out and the box fell on her. A second later, Little Pip heard something heavy being placed on top of the box.
Tch, you think a box can stop me now that I have party time Mentols?
Pip shook the tin box and her ears drooped a little at the empty sound.
Empty? It's empty?
Thou thinkest we'd tempt thee with a full tin, when an empty one worketh just as well.
Little Pip rubbed her head. They talked as loud as one of the goddess alicorns, but they certainly didn't sound like one.
What the? Who is this? Do I know you?
Thou droppest a train onto us and now pretendeth to be ignorant when we have captured thee? Art thou the coward?
What? No! It's just you really don't talk like any of the other alicorns, and I can't see you. You use a lot of really old equestrian, and the goddess and her alicorns don't really do any of that. So, now that you've caught me, what are you going to do to me?
We don't know. Honestly, we didst not thinketh thou to be so stupid.
Little Pip's face fell a bit. Sure, even she admitted it was dumb, but even her enemies thought this was a new low for her.
Ouch.
We have had an idea. We shall deal with thee later, much later. Farewell, foe. We shall meet again soon.
The box was thrown away, revealing a red alicorn. The strange color gave Pip pause long enough for the strange creature to cast its spell. Pip blacked out. It felt like she was falling. As she opened her eyes, she bolted awake. She was falling. She was falling from really high up, and the ground was quickly rising to meet her.
Luna, deep throat me with her horn!
Her horn lit up as she tried to grab herself in her telekinesis.
Celestia, fuck my taint!
She screamed at the top of her lungs as she felt herself slow from her fall.
Come on, slow down! Don't worry, Philly, I'm coming!
Pip looked up as the most beautiful nosebleed-tastic Pegasus she'd ever seen wrapped her forelegs around her. Her white wings flared out as Pip lost all focus on self-levitation. The wind caught her perfect purple mane, blowing it back, revealing a small but pretty golden crown. Little Pip looked over the Pegasus that was saving her. They were about the same size, and there wasn't even a speck of dirt on her flawless light pink body. As they slowly descended, Little Pip could do nothing but gawk at how beautiful her savior was. When they finally landed on the soft green grass, the Pegasus wiped some sweat off of her brow.
Whew, that was a close one there.
Little Pip gazed at the Pegasus, not even noticing the green hills and blue skies.
Okay, little Pip, there is an absolutely drop-dead beautiful Pegasus in front of you with the beauty of a million Celestias. Say something smart. Don't fuck this up. You're a really pretty pony.
Internally, she face-oved.
Thanks. You know it takes me for absolutely ever to get my mane and tail done. And don't even get me started about my hoofacure. I'm glad that some ponies notice. My name's Princess Pip, by the way. And while I'm interested in who you are, I'm more curious as to why you were falling out of the sky. I mean, I can totally understand if you were like a Pegasus and fell asleep or something, but yeah. I've never seen an Earth pony or unicorn falling from the sky. Did you use, like, a balloon or a catapult or something like that?
No. I was just trying to get some party time mentals, and a stupid alicorn cast a spell on me. I'm not sure what it did, but do you know where I...
Little Pip turned around and saw the green grass and trees in the distance. Then she saw the bright sun and the crystal blue sky and realized that the air was crisp and pure.
Hello? Little unicorn, are you okay?
Little Pip waved her hoof in front of Pip's face.
Is the whole life flashing in front of your eyes thing happening late?
Where are we?
We're somewhere between Zephyr Heights and Maritime Bay. Though we're a lot closer to Maritime Bay than we are to Zephyr Heights.
Pip's heart sank a little into her stomach. She'd never heard of these places. Even Calamity hadn't mentioned them.
Then again, such a nice place was probably just hidden really well, was all. Right? So where is that in relation to Ponyville?
Pip asked.
I kind of fell for an alicorn trap, and they teleported me away to here. Don't know why it's such a beautiful place, but I need to get back to my friends.
Ponyville? I've never heard of that town before. Don't you unicorns come from Bridalwood? Also, who are you, and what's an alicorn?
You know it's okay that you don't know, but if you could get me to your settlement leaders, I'm sure they'll know about me. And Ponyville. I mean, it's all over the radio. DJ Pon3's talked about my exploits before. I'm sure they would have kept tabs on the Wasteland.
Wasteland? I mean, we Pegasi are pretty aloof, but we've never heard of any Wastelands.
Pip looked at her like she was talking a foreign language.
Mom's never talked about a wasteland either, and she's the queen of the Pegasi. What radio station?
Here, it's this one.
She lifted up her Pip Buck to get the radio turned on.
Wow, look at that thing!
Pip grabbed it.
That's so neat.
Pip blushed a little as the adorable light pink Pegasus grabbed and held her hoof.
It's a Pipbuck. It's what I was named after. Right, I keep forgetting. My name's Little Pip.
She smiled.
And this is the radio station I was talking about.
She turned on her Pipbuck's radio station to hopefully hear DJ Pon3, but instead, all she got was a bunch of static. Her heart dropped all the way into her stomach.
Maybe I just got the wrong station.
She started fiddling with a knob. Static gave way to music that Homage wouldn't play in 1,000 years. Then a report on some kind of hoofball game, then a weather report. Clear skies all over Equestria.
She didn't. Crush my face with Luna's yeast-infected taint, that bitch! She threw me back in time!
Pip's eyes widened as she heard Little Pip let fly a series of swears that would have made even her older sister's jaw drop in shock.
Shit!
She slumped down.
This is a disaster.
What happened?
Pip asked, still a little stunned that such a little pony could have had such an impressively large vocabulary of words. Pip just gave her a sad look and sighed.
Right, well, when I tell you, you're going to think I'm crazy. But let's just get this over with. I'm from the future. There was a red alicorn and... Wait a second. I'm from the future! Do you know what that means?
You need special medications and a fun coat?
No! I can stop the war! It doesn't have to happen! Quickly, take me to the queen, or princesses, or whatever. Well, okay.
Pip nodded, deciding to humor the little pony. If nothing else, Zip could help figure this out. After all, it wasn't often that ponies fell out of the skies.
Hold on tight, and please, no swearing.
Little Pip stifled a squeak, cheeks turning red as the beautiful Pegasus gave her a hug and flew off. In an hour, they were at a place that Pip called Zephyr Heights. There were hundreds of Pegasi, but this clearly wasn't the Enclave. Or at least not the one that Calamity had told her about, as Earth ponies and unicorns walked the streets too. Everything was gorgeous, and Little Pip was easily the dirtiest thing in the town. Pip led her through the streets to a large palace.
And this is the palace.
Pip looked around. The little gray unicorn was gone.
Hello? Pip? Where'd you go?
You're right there, sis.
Zip teased, flying past by.
Really, Pip?
Velvet asked, tapping her hoof in disappointment.
What?
She looked around. She was laying next to an overturned box with dozens of Party Time Mentals all around her, and a dead blue alicorn.
Great.
She sighed as Calamity looked a little concerned at her.
Calamity, get back to the Skywagon. We're going back to Tin Pony.
But the tin was empty, and there was a red alicorn, and she talked funny. She threw me in the past, I swear!
I see you've had one trip today.
Velvet said with a thin smile.
That's great, because you're going on another one too. Now, march to the Skywagon, little lady.
Little Pip sighed and conceded defeat, rolling over and following Calamity back to the Skywagon.
Part of me thinks that that actually wasn't a dream, because Pip Petals saw Little Pip in the... Okay, if I continue this, it's just going to be a lot of Pip. Yep, aside from that, I thoroughly enjoyed this fic. Now, let's get on to our thorough donators. Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Cerule Ryan, and Iron Sky. Darkside Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon, Heart Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Duhex, Swordbrother, Mordred, Omicron, Larray, RuneScythe, 9052, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Riot Soul, Battis, Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancellor Crust, Big Smoke 369, Jesse Smith, Bobcat GJF, and many more amazing people. Thank you all so much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.